It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is January 14th of 2022. And it is an absolutely jam-packed show we've got lined up today. Big weekend of sports ahead. And that includes right here on The Fan, the NFL playoffs kick off tomorrow. We will have Blackhawks hockey and Iowa State men's hoops tomorrow, but we will have the triple header of the NFL playoffs on Sunday right here, so look forward to that. That lineup is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That kicks things off with an 11:30 pregame from our friends at Westwood One and a noon kickoff. That game is followed by the 49ers in Dallas to take on the Cowboys with a 3:15 kickoff, and then the nightcap, the Pittsburgh Steelers in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs, where the Chiefs are a 12.5-point favorite in a playoff game. That is pretty incredible stuff, if you ask me. And we will talk about those point spreads in the NFL playoffs today on the show when we are joined by the one and the only Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. He does such a great job keeping up on all things NFL and NFL draft. So look forward to Logan joining us in the third segment of today's show to preview all of the football fun set to take place this weekend. However you are tuned in today, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, the all-new 1650thefan.com. Thanks so much for being here, and check out that website, bookmark it. Plenty for you to go and consume today at the website. We've got our interviews from Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl and Denver girls basketball coach Joe Frost, both up there. And I'll get you the details on just a moment on some postponements, and not just some, plenty of postponements tonight in the Metro for high school boys and girls basketball, and some information on when at least some of those games are set to be made up, including one that was originally scheduled to be on our companion station tonight, Cruising KCFI. Also, too, check us out on social media. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. Like the Facebook page. Type in 1650102.3 The Fan, and you'll see it pop up there on the Zuckerberg machine. Hammer that like button. You can get the podcast of this show at the aforementioned website, and you can dial me up with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. A lot to get to in the stack, so there is no room for a monologue today about horny pickles horny pickle mascots or Bart Scott saying Josh Allen needs to take Viagra. That will probably come up, though, when Logan joins the show in the third segment. But no time for it at the front of today's show, given a big stack of area sports news and scores to get to. After we're done there in the first segment, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast from Megan Mulford. Obviously, we are being inundated with snow in this severe weather event we're having right now. Make sure you're doing all the things that I shouldn't have to remind you about. Being safe, making sure you got what you need at home in terms of if the power should go out. And then if you got to be out there on the roads, it's pretty simple, right? It should go without saying. Drive slowly, drive carefully, give other motorists on the road extra room. Basically just, you know, don't be a jabroni at the end of the day out there if you've got to be traveling. So take the proper precautions given the weather we've got going on. Stay safe, everybody, and enjoy your weekend. Plenty of sports to stay inside the cabin and be safe all weekend while we take all this white stuff coming down. So a big show today. As I mentioned, Logan's going to join us in the third segment after we get that forecast from Megan and come back for the second segment of today's show. Dave Finnegan, the Cedar Falls Tiger boys and girls basketball play-by-play voice, is going to join us. Dave was supposed to be working tonight, but obviously the weather had other plans and postponed games, so we're going to make Dave work anyways and bring him on the show and pick his brain about what he's seen so far from the Cedar Falls boys and girls basketball teams that are both ranked. And you know, we mentioned this when we spoke with Dyke New Hartford coach Bruce Dahl and Denver coach Joe Frost. We're at the halfway point of the high school basketball season, so it's a great time to check in on our metro and surrounding area teams. So Dave will give us the lowdown on the Tigers when he joins us in the next segment. And then, as I mentioned, Logan in the third segment, after we get your Radio Iowa Sports at the bottom of the hour. After we're done talking with Logan, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap up the show. All right, that's the plan, boys and girls. Let's dive right in. Last night in high school wrestling in the Metro, Cedar Falls defeated Cedar Rapids, Washington, 46-27, and Waterloo East beat Waterloo West 56-21. And let me grab it here. I had it somewhere else. I've got the results of Columbus's double duel. They defeated East Marshall GMG 42-28 and lost to Dyke New Hartford Gladbrook Rhinebeck 51-12. Due to the inclement weather today and tonight, there are numerous postponements of high school sports across the area, including all scheduled Metro boys and girls basketball games. Tonight's Cedar Falls girls basketball game against Iowa City West, that was scheduled to air on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, will now air tomorrow afternoon with pregame coverage beginning at 3:10. That's going to be a 3:30 tip at Cedar Falls High School. Waterloo Columbus has also announced that it will make up tonight's girl-boy doubleheader against Hudson tomorrow, with the girls' game beginning at 5 and the boys' game to follow. The latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings have been released. Area schools in the polls include, in Class 5A, Waterloo West remaining number 3, while Cedar Falls drops from 10 to 14. In 4A, Waverly Shellrock slips 2 spots to number 9, and in 2A, Dyke New Hartford and Denver remain 1st and 2nd. Jessup is up a spot to number 8, Grundy Center up 2 spots to number 10, and Applington Parkersburg is also up 2 spots to number 12. You can get the complete list of rankings at our website, 1650thefan.com. An area wrestling coach is receiving a prestigious honor. Waverly Shellrock's Eric Whitcomb is receiving the Bob Siddons High School Excellence Award. The award goes to a current coach that exemplifies the standards that Siddons set during his career at Waterloo West. Whitcomb will receive the award during this year's Glenn Brand Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee banquet. Since becoming the coach at Waverly Shellrock in 2012, Wickham has guided the Gohawks to 9 Northeast Iowa Conference titles, a dual-team state championship, 3 state tournament titles, and has coached 89 state qualifiers. Wickham receives the award June 24th. On a night when his heralded twin struggled with fouls, Chris Murray, yes, Chris Murray, came through with career highs of 29 points and 11 rebounds, leading the Iowa Hawkeyes to an 83-74 win over Indiana last night. Keegan Murray, coming in as the nation's leading scorer at 24.7 points per game, finished with just 12 and 9 rebounds, and he had 4 fouls in 22 minutes. Jordan Bohannon added 11 points, including his 400th career three-pointer, the 20th Division I player to reach that milestone. The Iowa women's basketball team also picked up a win last night, 79-66, at Purdue. Monica Ciziano led the Hawkeyes with 27 points. She was 12 of 14 from the field. Caitlin Clark added 24. The Hawkeyes were able to grab the win despite going 0 for 15 from three-point range. The Hawks are now 9-4 overall and 3-1 in the Big Ten. The UNI women's basketball team used a big first quarter to propel them to a 74-65 win over Missouri State last night at McLeod Center. The Panthers snapped the Bears' 21-game Missouri Valley Conference winning streak. Missouri State was the preseason favorite to win the league, as you might imagine. Panthers raced out to a 21-12 lead after the first quarter and were up 39-26 at halftime. UNI was led by Carly Rucker, who scored 19. Emerson Green added 17. The Panthers are now 9-5 and 2-1 in the Valley. UNI men's basketball will look for its 5th straight win tomorrow night. They're traveling to Carbondale to take on Southern Illinois. The Panthers are coming off an exciting overtime win over Indiana State on Tuesday. Tip-off tomorrow night against the Salukis is at 7. The 15th-ranked Iowa State men's basketball team will play its 4th-ranked opponent in its last 5 games when it hosts number 21 Texas tomorrow. The Cyclones are looking to snap a 2-game losing streak. You can hear the game right here on The Fan, pregame show at noon, tip-off at 1. Wartburg has announced the women's basketball game scheduled for tomorrow against Buena Vista has been postponed due to health and safety protocols within the BV program. That game will be rescheduled for a later date. The men's game against BV will now tip off at 2 inside Levick Arena. It was originally scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip. It's a busy night of college wrestling. UNI will look for its first Big 12 win at Air Force. The meet with Air Force was set up after a scheduled duel with Northern Colorado was postponed. Tonight's meet is scheduled to start at 8:30. 11th-ranked Iowa State is on the road for their Big 12 opener at Wyoming. Tonight's match is scheduled to start at 8, and defending national champion Iowa competes at number 23 Northwestern. That begins at 7. Sticking with the Hawkeyes, Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz has agreed to a contract extension that goes through the 2029 season. Ferentz's total annual compensation under the new agreement will be $7 million, and it includes a $500,000 base, $5.5 million in supplemental compensation, and a $1 million longevity bonus. Ferentz and the members of his staff will also continue to be eligible for bonuses based on performance. The contract expires on January 31st of 2030. His previous contract ran through 2025, and I want to say I saw that Coach Ferentz will either be 73 or 74 years old when this contract expires. Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum officially declared for the 2022 NFL draft today, making the announcement on his Twitter account. Linderbaum is widely considered to be one of the best offensive linemen in the country and was named the best center in college football by Pro Football Focus. He was a consensus All-American for the 2021 season and the Remington Trophy winner, which is given to the nation's top center. Many outlets project Linderbaum will be a top 15 pick in the upcoming draft. And finally, the Waterloo Blackhawks play a pair of in-state opponents this weekend. The Hawks skate at Des Moines tonight. That game is happening. And then turn around tomorrow night and play at Dubuque. You can hear all the coverage of the Blackhawks this weekend right here on The Fan, beginning with tonight's game against the Bucks. Tune into the pregame show at 6:40. Opening faceoff is at 7. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way when we come back. We're talking some Cedar Falls Tiger boys and girls basketball with the play-by-play voice, Dave Finnegan. That's next. You're listening to a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the Cincinnati Bengals have been a great story going from worst to first, and tomorrow host the Raiders to open the playoffs. And the turnaround has been sparked by second-year quarterback Joe Burrow, who sets the tone, according to head coach Zach Taylor.
We always talk about players' personalities and what their approach is. At the end of the day, you're watching the tape. You got to make sure it's a talented player that can perform in the big moments and can operate the quarterback position the way you want it done for your franchise. And he certainly checked all those boxes. And what you understood about Joe is that he's a guy that puts in the work.
The Raiders are coming off the last-second overtime win that bought them at least another week. Bills and Patriots meet in the nightcap. Buffalo left tackle Isaiah Wynn is out with hip and ankle injuries. The Chiefs will be without Clyde Edwards-Helaire on Sunday night against the Steelers because of a shoulder injury. And the second game tomorrow features the Patriots and the Bills in Buffalo. Iowa has given Kirk Ferentz an extension through 2029, which will mark 30 years for him at the school. In the NBA tonight, the Grizzlies look to extend their franchise winning streak to 12 when they host the Mavericks, who had their six-game winning streak snapped on Wednesday in New York. I'm Rich Ackerman.
It's a Wild Card Football Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show. Later, as Andre Reed and Trent Green stop by, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
I like Dad's because it's great people, great staff, and it's all sports.
Because of the bartenders and the owners.
I just really love this place.
I'm Jordan Headington, and I'm a sports fan too. That's why my dad and I opened Dad's Pub.
Get together with my friends and have a good time.
I love the patio.
I like Dad's because you walk in, it's kind of like Cheers. Everybody knows your name.
I want to get one free during happy hour.
We sit out on the patio.
We love to play darts here.
Happy hour. Buy one, get one.
So come cheer with us at Dad's Pub on LaPorte Road in Waterloo, just a block south of Mitchell.
When it comes to allergies, a small drop can make a big difference. Experience an improved way to treat your allergies, oral allergy drops. Available locally from the Cedar Valley Center for ENT, Sinus, and Allergy. A twice-daily treatment that you can take at home for lasting allergy relief with less hassle. Avoid weekly allergy shots at your doctor's office. And do it all without a referral. Visit CVAllergy.com today. That's CVAllergy.com.
First Bank is proud to play a role in helping local businesses and farmers reach their financial goals. Hi, this is Chris Miller with First Bank. Our team of knowledgeable lenders can provide the expertise you need to properly finance, structure, and grow your operations. We can customize a plan specifically for you. Give us a call and let's talk. Serving you first. First Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Two AFC playoff games tomorrow to kick off Wild Card Weekend. The Raiders getting 5.5 at the Bengals, and later the Bills -4 at home against the Patriots, their first playoff meeting in the Super Bowl era. Another AFC game Sunday, the Steelers +12.5 at the Chiefs. In the NFC Wild Card Sunday, the Eagles an 8.5-point dog against the Bucks on the road, and the Cowboys -3 at home against the Niners. Finally, on Monday night, the Cardinals getting 4 points on the road against the Rams. NBA tonight, the Bulls a 3.5-point favorite at home against Golden State. The Bulls first in the division at 27-12. The over-under 222.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter storm warning continues until 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Overcast tonight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 8 above. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 16. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 2 below. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 24.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show. And our guy, Dave Finnegan, play-by-play voice for the Cedar Falls Tiger boys and girls basketball teams. He was supposed to be at work tonight at the Cedar Falls High School Gymnasium where the Tiger girls were going to be playing host to Iowa City West, but given our inclement weather, it was postponed until tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be a 3:30 tip, and Dave will go on the air on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, at 3:10 with the pregame tomorrow. So I said, Dave, yeah, think twice, dude. I'm going to make you go to work anyways and have him on the show so he can give us the latest on the Tigers. Dave, how you doing? Thanks for helping me out today. Appreciate it.
It's the life of a broadcaster in January. Every so often you get a little snow, and Friday night off never hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk some Tiger hoops. Let's start with the Tiger girls. Tonight's game against Iowa City West, obviously postponed. But, Dave, if you had to maybe point out one or two talking points, what do you think that Cedar Falls Tiger girls basketball fans are chatting the most about around the water cooler right now with this team, essentially at the halfway point of the regular season?
You know, I think that if there was chatter going around, it would be more in the form of a question, like kind of like Jeopardy right now. What is the identity of this team? It's, you know, defensively they're pretty good, offensively they're pretty good, but they haven't shown that they're excellent yet at anything. And I think, you know, that they're going to need to find ways to step up and to establish an identity one way or another and say, okay, you know, we can limit an opponent to 40 points on any given night, or we ourselves can score 80. Mm-hmm. And that just hasn't happened yet. But I guess the other variable as far as that goes is that they've got six players at the top of that rotation that are pretty dang good basketball players. They can all shoot the three. They can all get to the rim. And they're it's an athletic team from one to six as I've seen Coach Groen have in his time at Cedar Falls.
Is there anything in particular that you've heard from Coach Groen that really sticks out about what might be his messaging moving forward at this point with the squad?
I know he's pleased with what he's seen so far. I know that I think he, along with every other high school basketball coach in the United States of America, would like to see his team turn the ball over a little less. I know that one thing that he continues to be concerned about is being out-rebounded, particularly on the offensive glass. This is a Tiger group that's just not as big as it has been in years past. The mm-hmm. tallest starter right now is Grace Knutson, and she's only, she's 5'10". So, I mean, take the other night, for example. They go up against the Cedar Rapids Washington team that's got Hannah Stelke, who's 6'3", but she handles the ball like a point guard, shoots the ball like a two guard, and rebounds like a five. So it's created some matchup problems here for the Tiger gals here early this season, but I think that anything, you know, mistake-wise is still at a point where it can be fixed at this juncture.
When it comes to trying to sharpen things up, basically in all facets, like you've mentioned, Dave, you know, the defense could be a little bit better, the offense could be a little bit better, but you back up a little bit and you look at the competition level in the Mississippi Valley Conference, it looks like it's an incredibly deep year in the MVC.
I think from 1 to 16, this might be, I feel like I say it every year, but this might be the best league from 1 to 16 it's ever been. I mean, you look at, you know, programs that have traditionally been towards the bottom, your Western Dubuques and your Waterloo Easts and those teams, they're winning ball games this year. The Trojans, they've won three. They've exceeded their win total for the last 2 years combined. I think Waterloo West and Iowa City High, you know, you can point to them as, you know, 1A and 1B, not only from an MVC standpoint, but from an Eastern Iowa standpoint. I think those are the two best teams in Eastern Iowa right now. So, I mean, it'll be fun to watch those two kind of duke it out down the stretch here, but then you kind of got to have that next tier with you know, Cedar Rapids, Washington, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Cedar Falls is certainly in there. Iowa City West, mm-hmm. Iowa City Liberty, who has Cedar Falls transfer Jasmine Barney on its roster. Those are all, you know, very good basketball teams, and the Tigers are really in a tough stretch of ball games right now. They play five ranked opponents in a row. And we're going to learn a lot about this ball club here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, Dave, you mentioned how Coach Groen's team's got a really solid top six in that rotation. When you look or think back over the most recent three, four games, who in particular, does anyone jump out that's just been in really good form lately?
I think Grace Knutson's really played good basketball lately. She's just a sophomore, so she's still kind of finding her way a little bit in terms of, you know, what it takes to be a top quality player in 5A high school basketball. But she's really got a nice game as far as inside out goes. I like the energy and effort she brings on the defensive end of the floor, but she's really stepped up. I mean, there weren't, you know, looking back a week, the Tigers played down at City High, and on a night where not a whole lot went right, she really, really came in, had a nice ball game, you know, was active in the high post against City High zone, and, you know, still was able to make some good things happen. So, I mean, I think that's a credit to her character, as well as the character of the rest of the team that, you know, in spite of the fact that they didn't have a lot going their way that night, they still were able to have some positives come out of that experience.
Cedar Falls Tigers boys and girls basketball play-by-play voice, Dave Finnegan, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Let's talk Tiger boys basketball. Obviously, they were postponed tonight, their trip to Iowa City West. What sticks out most about Coach Schultz's team at the halfway point of the regular season, Dave?
For me, it's just, I think, you know, there are two things. One is certainly, you know, from a team standpoint, I think they continue to evolve. I think that for offensively, I still think they're kind of in search of that third reliable weapon. I think, you know, from night to night now, I think you know what you can count on from Trey Campbell, and you know what you can count on from Dallas Bear, but they're really kind of at a point offensively where they're looking for a third option that can step up and score, you know, an average 10 or 12 points on every night, not just any given night necessarily. We've seen, you know, flashes of it from Cade Corbett, who's a sophomore. Aaron Bros has played a few nice ball games. Jake Peters has stepped in there. He's kind of the first post off the bench, and he's played some nice games as well. And we've seen a few flashes already from Anthony Galvin, who's a freshman, and he's a really skilled, really talented player, obviously very young. But he's proven that he can step in there and have some nice ball games too. The other big thing that stands out to me is just, I mean, Trey Campbell. I mean, you just can't. There are not enough superlatives to quantify what he means to this basketball team. I think he's the best player in the Mississippi Valley Conference. I think he's one of the top five in the state of Iowa. And I mean, I don't want to say he won the game all by himself at Cedar Rapids, Washington, this past Tuesday night, but they certainly would have lost without him, we'll say that.
What sticks out most to you about Trey's game from junior season to now senior season?
I think for Trey, the comparisons continue to run with A.J. Green. I mean, they continue from a standpoint of, you know, not just the same high school, not just the fact that they wear the same jersey number, not just the fact that they're both going to be UNI Panther, or one of them is and one of them will be a UNI Panther. But I think from a leadership standpoint and an intangible standpoint, those two both are very similarly styled in terms of the way they levy expectations upon themselves as well as their teammates. I think that their actions speak louder than any words. I go to practice and I watch these guys play, and, you know, Trey doesn't, you know, he's not a real boisterous, loud type leader, but everybody knows when he's on. I mean, he doesn't take a play off even during practice. And I think that the rest of his teammates fall in line and follow that example. And I think that's the biggest thing he's brought to this year's ball club.
How about Coach Schultz and your conversations with him? What can you tell us? What sticks out about what could be his message to his team at this point in the season?
I think that from an experience standpoint, this is a younger team than he's had the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. You know, we think back, you know, a couple state titles, a couple state semifinal appearances, you know, one last year that, you know, I think they'd certainly like to have that semifinal game back against Johnston. But this year's team is a lot different, a little more inexperienced. So I think some of the highs have been a little bit higher. You know, you think back to a week ago, City High, they made 16-3 for the game, scored 90 points. And then they've had a low that was pretty low. They lost to Cedar Rapids Jefferson at home. They were 3-for-30 from three-point range and just had one of those nights that are just straight out of a nightmare playbook. So I think he's looking at this point for just a little bit more, you know, level on the performance. Nothing too high, nothing too low. Just more reliability in terms of what the performance is going to be, and also just to know from night to night that he's going to be able to get the same effort, the same energy on both ends of the floor. His message constantly is our defense leads to our offense. The energy we use on the defensive end leads to the success we have on the offensive end. And I think the kids are really starting to buy into that a little bit more after the break now. But there still may be some lumps to go through, and the valley, of course, on the boys' side, just as it was on the girls' side, is a night-in, night-out gauntlet.
Well, the regular season's half over, but things are so far from settled, as you made clear with what the MVC looks like on the boys' and girls' side. Great stuff, Dave. Enjoyed it, and have a great call tomorrow afternoon on Cruisin' of Iowa City West Cedar Falls.
Cole, thanks for having me on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Dave. Take care. Dave Finnegan, Cedar Falls Tigers, boys and girls, play-by-play voice. And as I mentioned, catch him over on Cruisin' tomorrow afternoon, 3:10 with the pregame, 3:30 tip-off, the Cedar Falls girls playing host to Iowa City West, makeup of tonight's postponed game. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up on the other side. We're going to talk NFL playoffs, make picks of the weekend, put some money in your pocket, get your betting app out, get it holstered, get logged in. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast joins us next on a Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. The goblet has dropped. Download it. Must be 21.
Iowa All-American center Tyler Linderbaum is headed to the NFL draft. The Remington Award winner announced via social media he will skip his senior season after helping lead the Hawkeyes to a 10-4 record and the Big Ten West Division title. The native of Solon is considered a likely first-round pick. Drake Ayala is filling big shoes for the Iowa wrestling team. The Fort Dodge freshman burned his red shirt and took over at 125 pounds after three-time national champion Spencer Lee's season was cut short by knee surgery. He's 1-1 heading into tonight's duel at Northwestern.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I was really thrown in the fire. I mean, I guess I was just preparing like I always do for each match. Nothing really changes, just another match and got to get ready for Friday.
This is Radio Iowa.
Logan Blackman,
thinking about
do you copy?
Retirement? Make sure my Social Security account is a part of your plan.
All righty, we got about 3.5 minutes.
My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Crooked teeth may embarrass kids whose families can't afford braces. And trying to fix their teeth themselves can make things worse. Luckily, there's Donated Orthodontic Services, a program from the American Association of Orthodontists. For children and teens who qualify and are matched with a volunteer orthodontist, treatment can be life-changing and help them smile with confidence. Learn more at aaoinfo.org.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools in either group or individual settings. You'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals. And ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits. Plus, all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day. With competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
Get organized with help from Menards and Dakota Shelving. Whether you need a spot for extra storage or want to add an accent to your living space, Dakota has the shelf for you. With a wide variety of attractive finishes, your shelves are guaranteed to match your unique style. Keep your home neat and tidy and save big money on Dakota Shelving. Hurry in and check it out right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Super Wild Card round of the NFL playoffs continues with a special Sunday triple header. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the Eagles take on Tom Brady and the Bucks. Then it's the 49ers and the Cowboys. And the night finishes with the Steelers and the Chiefs. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. From the Wild Card round all the way to Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles, the NFL playoffs are right here.
Coverage begins at 11:30 on The Fan. You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650, The Fan.
Music to my ears. The NFL playoffs beginning this weekend. And as you heard our friends from Westwood One there during the break mention, you'll get the Sunday triple header right here on The Fan. And to talk about these NFL playoffs, make our picks of the weekend, the one and the only Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast joins us now on the show. Logan, rate your level of concern 1 to 10 that Josh Allen does not have a Viagra prescription to keep him warm for tomorrow night's game against New England, as Bart Scott, a former All-Pro linebacker, so astutely pointed out, would help your guy at quarterback.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of make a joke about it, but I don't know how far I could take the joke. So let's just say it's going to be hard to tackle Josh Allen on Saturday. It's going to be hard to play against him this weekend. But he plays, apart from the one weird game a few weeks ago when they played the Patriots back in Buffalo for that weird blizzard game where the Patriots threw it three times.
Mm-hmm.
He's had pretty good success post-Brady, but I think that's how everybody's been against the Patriots. Post-Brady, everybody's been having some decent success against the New England Patriots, but I that was one of my favorite things I saw this week. I'm glad it's the first thing we're talking about, because that was a beautiful quote from Bart Scott.
Yeah, it really was something, and Jim Rome dedicated his entire first segment to it today, so I couldn't help myself. I had to get in on the fun. I mentioned it yesterday on the show in the monologue, but I see that you did drop a podcast today?
I did. So the past few days, obviously we had Black Monday, then we had Joe Judge get fired Tuesday, then we had David Coley get fired yesterday. So mm-hmm. I had to talk about that. That was right when I started doing the show, is when David Coley got fired. And then did some playoff previews, stuff like that. Talked a little bit about the USFL, because we got to talk about life after the NFL this year. So we got USFL coming up in April, so that's going to be awesome. And then I dropped my first prospect rankings list of 2022, so it's top 10 players in each position plus a top 50 players list at the bottom. It took me a lot longer to get done than what I was hoping to, but it's out now, so that was positive.
That's great stuff. What's the website?
TheLoganBlackmanShow.com. Very creative website I came up with myself. I guess you could say my parents had a little bit of an input on what the show was called, because they named me. So I think that had a little bit to do with it. But, yeah, just go to TheLoganBlackmanShow.com. You can access the podcast there under the podcast tab. It's got the three latest episodes, plus links to the full shows on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And then blog page, you can access the Logan Blackman Show blogs, and you can see the latest blog posts that we've done. And I haven't done one in a while, so it was nice to get back and in writing. So I need to get back in the swing of things for that.
And follow Logan on Twitter at Logan_Blackman. I did see that you made predictions in terms of the coaching carousel in the NFL, and I saw a headshot of a guy that you predicted to the Bears, and I didn't know who the hell's headshot it was. So you got to tell me, who do you predict that my miserable, terribly ran Bears are going to hire?
So John Harbaugh, I think, is the ideal pick for most Bears fans. But I went with Matt Eberflus. He's the Indianapolis Colts D coordinator. And the main reason I went with Matt Eberflus, he's one of the most well-respected D coordinators in the league. And he's been talked about in a head coaching position for a while now, but I think finally he gets one. But I think the thing that helps him, the Bears are interviewing the Colts VP of player personnel for the new GM position. And I, just as a someone that has had success with a team bringing two people from the same organization over, because one of the key things there, working together, so you got to know each other. You got to be somewhat friends, or at least capable to work together. And it's kind of like Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. They both came from the Carolina Panthers. If you bring in a guy like, I don't remember his name, but the VP of player personnel for the Colts, the GM, I think it'd just be a natural fit right down there, because you have two people, again, that work together, and you've got a very, very solid head coach who's well-respected and has put together some very, very good defenses over the past years for both the Cowboys and now the Indianapolis Colts.
I think you make some great points there. I will say, though, that earlier today I saw an article from Adam Hogue of NBC Sports Chicago. I really like Adam. I've followed his work for years. Does a great job covering the Bears. And he made a case that I thought was really compelling, Logan, because the Bears have done this thing where they refuse to hire a team president of football operations. And so the GM is going to have more responsibility, perhaps, than any GM in the NFL, with the way the structure works for the Bears, or hasn't worked. But he pointed toward Rick Smith, the former longtime Houston Texans GM team president, that he's got the type of experience that could fill the void, which is a larger void, like I pointed out here, in this role for GM with the Bears. And you're thinking, okay, why would you want a Texans guy? No, he was there when the Texans, you know, had their come up, and they won those playoff games and got into the playoffs a number of different years. And he was more than anything a victim of the power struggle with Bill O'Brien. And I just thought it was a really compelling case. I mean, had you already pegged Rick Smith to end up anywhere in this carousel at GM?
I've kind of stayed away from the GM stuff, because I think that's, for me anyways, it's a little harder to predict. I think I know more about the head coaches than some of the GMs, because those guys could come from pretty much anywhere. Like, you have Raiders hiring Mike Mayock a few years ago, take him from the NFL Network. And then you've got like coaches that could take him. Maybe Lewis Riddick takes one. So I've kind of stayed away from that side of things, but I wouldn't be surprised at all with that. I think that'd be a decent hire. I know the one thing that was, if I'm remembering right, the one thing that people didn't like about it, he wheeled and dealed first-round picks, kind of like Les Snead a little bit. But from like you said, he was part of the reason the Texans became the best team in the AFC South for a little bit. So I think that'd be a good hire as well.
Really quick, before we get into these wild card games, we got a lot of Vikings fans that listen. What direction do you think they could go at head coach?
I have a few friends that are Vikings fans, very big Vikings fans, and they both really would like Kellen Moore, the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator, and I think he would want a head coaching opportunity, especially since you're the offensive coordinator for the number one offense in the league. But something tells me he's probably just going to stay put for another year. I don't know why. I don't really have anything that's based around that, but just a gut feeling. But I had them going with Doug Peterson. I think it's something the Vikings would do, get an experienced guy in there. I mean, apart from the latter stages of his Philadelphia career, and we talked about this on the show when he was the coach about to get fired from the Eagles, went to a Super Bowl, was good with quarterbacks, and then he looks like he made the right call by wanting to go with Jalen Hurts over Carson, because one of them is in the playoffs, and the other one sent a first-round draft pick, so now the Eagles got three of them. I think for offensive-wise, it would work well with Kirk Cousins, hopefully. And, yeah, because I know a lot of Vikings fans are going to want a offensive-minded head coach.
You know,
for their next coach. At least that's what it sounds like.
In hearing you bring up Kellen Moore, the Cowboys OC, I heard something really compelling today that perhaps Jerry Jones, if the Cowboys lose on Sunday, would oust Mike McCarthy just so he could keep either Kellen Moore or Dan Quinn, basically elevate them, maybe give the other a big fat raise, because it seems like those two coordinators have had as much to do with the Cowboys' turnaround this season as anything. I thought that was pretty juicy.
Oh, yeah, because Dan Quinn, they went from one of the worst defenses in not only team history but NFL history last year to having a pretty decent defense this year. And Kellen Moore, obviously, one of the hottest head coaching candidates right now. So, yeah, I would not be surprised at that at all, especially if you get a chance to keep him. He tried to do the same thing with Matt Eberflus, but then he went to the Colts. So it was kind of a weird dynamic there. But, yeah, I would not be surprised if that happened at all, especially with how Jerry can, you know, likes to do things a certain way where it kind of like whatever would work best for the Cowboys brand. And Kellen Moore, keeping him when it should be priority number one, especially since he was there when Dak got drafted. He was a quarterback for the Cowboys when Dak got drafted. So he's been with Dak ever since he's been in the NFL as a coach and a player, so he knows him. So I think they'll want to keep that relationship strong.
All right, let's dive in on these NFL wildcard games. On Saturday, we start with the Raiders in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Bengals are a 5.5-point favorite. Logan, who do you like in this game?
I like the Bengals because I kind of just – I fear for the Raiders secondary because they had obviously just a couple, like what was a week ago, they had another player get arrested. So in the secondary, I'm just kind of nervous about that. I have no real like issues with Derek Carr or anything. I just like how the Bengals are playing right now, apart from the Browns game, but Burrow didn't play, so I don't really count that. But yeah, I've got the Bengals in that one.
I do too. I like the Bengals. I like the way they ended the season. Your Bills hosting the Patriots, man. They're 4.5-point favorites. Is your head in a pretzel on this one, or do you have some clairvoyant thoughts?
No, I mean, I have some clairvoyant thoughts. I think the Bills will win. I think they'll win. I'm more confident, weirdly, this year than I was last year. Because last year, the offense really carried the defense. This year, the defense is number one in pretty much every category apart from total rush defense. And the offense is a top five offense, and the run game's been going. The O-line's played better. So I'm getting more and more confident as the season's gone on, which is kind of weird since they, you know, lost the Jaguars and got blown up by the Colts this year. So I think the Bills got this one on Saturday.
All right, let's go to the Sunday triple header, the noon game, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. This is where you start to see some decent sized numbers in terms of the spread, as the Buccaneers are 8.5-point favorites. I could see people, you know, thinking Tampa Bay wins, but taking the points. How do you feel about this one?
Yeah, because that's kind of the same thing that happened last year, because they went up against a Washington football team that they're supposed to annihilate, and they Washington with Taylor Heineke almost beat the Bucs in the first round of the playoffs last year. But I'm going to go with the Bucs. Maybe the Eagles can cover because their offense could be kind of fun at times. So I'm going to take – I think the Bucs will win, but I think the Eagles will probably cover.
Yeah, I like that one. I was thinking about taking the Raiders with the points, but I was like, no, I'll just take three more points. I'll take Philly. And Tampa Bay's banged up. They're not quite what they were last year, but, I mean, hell, man, you've seen it. When Brady engages playoff mode, who knows how things could end up. The afternoon game on Sunday, all three of these Sunday games will be heard right here on The Fan. San Francisco at Dallas. I feel like, it seems like all of a sudden, like, the Niners are this darling in the NFC that a lot of people are hopping on their bandwagon. Maybe that's just the world I'm living in, but I like Dallas minus the 3 points in this game, and I don't take any pride in saying that. I'm not a Cowboy fan at all. I just think they're a good team, and they're going to win.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling right now. They lit up the backup Eagles last week, so that's a nice confidence boost for them. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys in that one as well.
All right, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. This is incredible. The Chiefs, a 12.5-point favorite. You're not going to have Cole Bear not take the Steelers in 12.5 points while at the same time thinking the Chiefs win this game. In terms of just how the game itself sets up, how do you think this plays out, Logan?
I think the last time these two teams played was one of the worst games I've ever watched in my entire life. I'm going to go with the Chiefs minus 12. Arrowhead's a tough place to play, and send Ben out on – kind of like the Dan Marino's last game getting obliterated by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
I think that might be something we're seeing here with Big Ben's last game. But maybe they surprise him. Maybe they can get the run game going this time if something really couldn't do if I remember right the last time these two teams played, but I've got the Chiefs in this one.
All right, we'll wrap it up here with the Monday night wild card game, the first of its kind. I don't really know about this game. The Arizona Cardinals in Los Angeles to play the Rams. The Rams are a 4-point favorite. That's an interesting number. I'm staying off of this game, Logan. I don't have a read on it. Like I said, what do you think?
I think that I'm going to take the Rams. What I'm getting from the Cardinals right now is that they're one of those teams. They're like the Steelers from last year. They were the first team to get 10 wins this year, and they won one game after that. They're 11-6 right now. They started the season really strong and then lost to the Lions, lost to a Colts team that had 4 of their 5 offensive linemen out, and they lost to a Seahawks game in a must-win game for them in regards to winning the division. Because if they beat the Seahawks, they win the division because the Rams choked against the Niners. But I don't know. We'll see what Stafford can do in the playoffs. He hasn't been a lot. I think he's been one other time in his career, but I'm gonna take the Rams in that one. I think Sean McVay outcoaches Cliff Kingsbury this weekend or on Monday.
Great stuff, Logan. Enjoyed it as always, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Yes, you too.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One radio network. The David Culley era is now over in Houston. The Texans fired their head coach after just one season with the team. The Texans finished 4-13 this past season, but did play better down the stretch, winning 2 of their final 4 games. Texans general manager Nick Caserio says the search for the team's next head coach is already underway. Elsewhere, Raiders tight end Darren Waller and running back Josh Jacobs have no injury designation for Saturday, and both are expected to play in the playoff opener against the Bengals. The Niners could have their all-pro left tackle back. Trent Williams returned to practice Thursday after missing the team's last game with an elbow injury. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo also practiced in full despite an injured thumb. The injury news not as good in KC. Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not practice Thursday, one day after returning to the practice field. He's been out since week 16 with a shoulder injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. NFL Wildcard Weekend starts tomorrow. The Saturday slate will start with the Bengals hosting the Raiders. The playoffs are exciting for every fan base, but this game could mean a little bit more for these two teams. Neither team was supposed to be here. Bengals coming off a 4-win season and sophomore quarterback Joe Burrow just a year removed from tearing his ACL. The Bengals have a good young core, but they weren't supposed to be this good this soon. And we all know the problems the Raiders have faced this year, parting ways with former coach John Gruden, and they lost multiple starters due to off-field incidents. Every year we see few teams make an unprecedented rise. We can't predict the outcome of tomorrow's game, but that's the beauty of the NFL. You never know what's going to happen, and these two teams are perfect examples of that. Unfortunately, one team's storybook season will come to an end on Saturday, but both teams deserve a lot of credit for their improbable runs this season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. And now, a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something that you actually want and something that you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cash back. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Psst. Hey, it's me, your dream. What happened, man? We used to be tight. I say it's time we get back together. You and me, your dream, living the van life in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could start a business or build a log cabin. Whatever you want. It's a Mercedes-Benz van, so it's chock full of innovative safety features. All I'm saying is don't forget about me. I am your lifelong dream. So what do you say? Let's head to the Mercedes-Benz Vans dealership and get that Sprinter.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6
turn that one up.
On 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Friday. I want to thank Dave Finnegan, play-by-play voice of Cedar Falls Boys and Girls High School Basketball, for joining today's show, as well as Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. hey, this hockey season, give an assist to local charities, contribute to the 1650 campaign presented by Slumberland Furniture, the Blackhawks, and us here at The Fan. Each month, we tell the story of a different Cedar Valley organization doing good in the community and ask for donations of $16.50 or whatever you can spare at waterlooblackhawks.com. This month's featured organization is the Cedar Bend Humane Society. Your donations will help find loving homes for hundreds of dogs, cats, and other critters in 2022. All right, that's a wrap for this week. Stay safe out there, everybody. Enjoy the weekend of sports. I will be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.